In my years of commenting on things religious, I've become accustomed to some radical opinions being expressed. There's something about religion that brings out the extremists in both its advocates and opponents. So usually when I read some kind of wild-eyed thing in the newspaper or on the internet, it kind of rolls off my back. But occasionally I'll read something that just takes me aback, that makes me sit up and take notice. And this happened to me twice last Sunday when I read articles in the two major papers of my hometown. The first one was in the Chicago Sun-Times, and the columnist in question was Neil Steinberg, a writer who's made his antipathy toward religion pretty clear throughout the years. He was commenting on the recent Obama administration decision to basically impose as a uniform law that all insurance programs have to include provisions for sterilization, contraception, and in some cases, even abortifacient drugs. And the law will dictate that Catholic institutions, which hold these things to be morally repugnant, have to comply. The U.S. bishops objected to this, as you would imagine, and to my infinite surprise, though, Neil Steinberg took this as an occasion to complain about the Catholic Church imposing its views on the rest of the country. Now, I know that's part of the standard sort of liberal take on things, but in this case, come on, are you kidding? In fact, it's just the opposite. It's not as though Catholics are trying to dictate terms to the rest of the country. What they're objecting to is the imposition by the secular state of things that are repugnant to Catholic morality. We're not trying to legislate against contraception. We're objecting to the imposition of this demand to provide for contraception on the part of the liberal state. To me, it's just fascinating how people can miss that point, that the oppression, see, it's just part of the old way of telling the story. The oppression is always coming from religion, when in fact today it's coming from the opposite direction. It's coming from a kind of overweening secular state. A particularly chilling example of this was a statement made by Kathleen Sebelius, who is the Health and Human Services Secretary for the Obama administration, a Catholic, by the way. And she said that it's kind of throwing a bone to Catholics who might be upset by this, that she's willing to give them a year to adjust to the new regulations. Well, as Cardinal Designate Timothy Dolan put it, I think rather aptly, she's basically saying to Catholics, well, you've got a year to figure out how to violate your consciences. I mean, where's the oppression coming from here? Who's trying to use the law to impose morality on people? It ain't the Catholic Church. It's the secular state. Well, that was Steinberg's article. And then I turned to the Chicago Tribune, the other major paper in my hometown, and I saw on the editorial page an article by Sarah Paretsky, who's a mystery writer, but she's chiming in now on the similar, you know, issue. And the article was entitled Our Bodies, Our Fertility. So you kind of get a sense from that what she's going to be saying. She had the same confusion that Steinberg had, namely that somehow the bishop's resistance to the Obama administration represents Catholic imperialism. So she had that. But there's something even stranger, stronger, more puzzling. Namely that somehow women's sexuality is an arena that ought to be free of any legal constraint whatsoever. It's just a law-free zone. And I want to read you something directly from the article. She's commenting on the Roe v. Wade decision, 40th anniversary of which is next year. She quotes or refers to Justice Brennan, who formulated the opinion. She says, Justice Brennan believed, as I believe, that women are full citizens and moral agents. Well, I have no quote on that, but listen now. Able to make decisions without a father, a church, or a legislator telling us what to do. Later on, a few lines later, she laments, how can bishops, legislatures, or judges claim the right to decide how each woman should react to her own unique situation? Well, now, if that strikes you as the petulance of a child, you're absolutely right. See, the point is, human life in all its dimensions, think of economics, of politics, of business, even sports, right, are planted thick with laws. Is oppression? No, because the consensus of the human race over many millennia, over countless generations, is these are areas of life that matter for human flourishing. And therefore, they have to be structured. They have to be directed. So you got a young kid, a teenage driver, that says, I want to drive 120 miles an hour. That road should be just a legal free zone. Well, no, of course the law intervenes to say, drive 55. Or a group of business people get together and say, well, let's fix prices and establish a monopoly. Well, no, thank God, the country has antitrust laws against that. Someone says, I want to take full advantage of the benefits of society without paying taxes. Well, we have laws against tax evasion, etc. All these are ways of limiting, directing, and ordering areas of life where human flourishing is at stake. Well, I mean, let's face it, one of those areas is sexuality. What Paretsky's advocating is a sort of radical antinomianism. There should be no law, no outside force dictating terms. Women's sexuality should be so free that even if a judge or legislator or church person were to say, I don't think you have a right to kill the child in your womb, even that's ruled out. That's too much intervention. That's too much law governing this area that ought to be utterly free. Here's another quote from her article. They, and here she means moral and political authorities, see themselves as game wardens and women as alligators on the loose in the swamp. How do we teach them that women are just as human, just as capable of making their own choices as men? Well, I mean, come on. In no area of life that we take seriously would we ever say, it's just up to you. It's simply your choice. Thank God. I mean, in no area of life do we say that there are no legal restraints. Thank God. To characterize lawmakers or judges or religious people as game wardens who are trying to limit the movement of animals, I mean, it's simply an invitation to chaos. And to announce any area of life, especially sexuality, as an area that's free from legal restraint is also an invitation to chaos. What struck me in both Steinberg's and Paretsky's articles is real clear. I could quote you things if I had time. Who's the enemy of their perspective? The Catholic Church. See, but I take that as a backhanded compliment, because I do think that liberal totalitarians, and that's what we're talking about, is a kind of liberalism that wants a totalizing control over life. I think liberal totalitarians rightly infer that the great opponent to their point of view is the Catholic Church, for which I say thank God.